so let's review. Sagt die Mishnah, Kol Midah Shebemikdash Hayi Nigdashes, Chutz Mishal Kohen Gadol Shayi Goyt Shelotecha. In all the measuring vessels of the Beis HaMikdash, the items were measured and heaped, aside for the Minchas Chavitna of the Kohen Gadol, in which the flour was measured only after it was smoothed out. Because as Rashi previously explained, the fish yesh le lechalik b'shnei chatzal yisaren, im hayi gadosh hayi mispazo aga b'karka. In the case of the Minchas Chavitin, the flour needed to be smoothed, because since the Chavitin was initially brought as a whole Isaren and then divided into two Chatz Isaren, if it was heaped, some would fall out during the transfer. The Mishnah proceeds with a three-way machlokes in the distinctions between Midas Halach, the measuring vessels of liquids, and Midas Hayavish, the measuring vessels of flour and other dry ingredients. The Tanakhama holds Midas Halach beritzein kaidish, and Midas Hayavish beritzein chayl. In Midas Halach, both the liquids inside of the cup and also the liquid over the rim become Kedushas Aguf, while in Midas Hayavish, only the items inside of the cup become Kedushas Aguf, but the heap over the rim does not become Kedushas Aguf. Rabbi Akiva holds Midas Halach Kedush, Lefikach Beritzein Kedush. Midas Hayavish Chayl, Lefikach Beritzein Chayl. In Midas Halach, the items inside of the cup get Kedushas Aguf via the Kli. Therefore, the items over the rim also get Kedushas Aguf via the edge of the Kli. However, in Midas Hayavish, the items inside of the cup do not get Kedushas Aguf via the Kli. Therefore, the items over the rim do not get any Kedushas Aguf either. Rabbi Yisi says, Lo mishum ze, ela shalach neker vayavish in a neker. Even in Midas Halach, the items over the rim do not get Kedushas Aguf via the edge of the Kli. Rather, they get Kedushas Aguf from the inside of the Kli because the liquid moves back and forth and all the liquids were initially inside the Kli. Therefore, even the liquid above the rim gets Kedushas Aguf from the inside of the Kli. And the Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. The Tanakhama holds Midas Halach nimshacha bein mebefnim, bein mebachutz. Midas Yavish nimshacha mebefnim, b'loy nimshacha mebachutz. The liquid measures were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha and accomplished Kedushas Aguf on both the inside and the outside of the Kli, while the dry measures were anointed and accomplished Kedushas Aguf only on the inside, but not on the outside of the Kli. And Rabbi Akiva holds Midas Halach nimshacha bein mebefnim, bein mebachutz. Midas Yavish le'nimshacha kolikar. The Midas Halach were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha and accomplished Kedushas Aguf on both the inside and the outside of the Kli, while the Midas Hayavish were not anointed at all and did not accomplish any Kedushas Aguf. And the Kedushas Aguf on the inside is accomplished by the Onis Kedushas HaPeh, but not on the outside of the Kli, because as the Gemara soon explains, Gavra l'may detzarch k'machavin. And Rabbi Yezi holds Idi v'idi nimshacha mibefnim b'le nimshacha mibachutz. Both liquid and dry measures were anointed and accomplished Kedushas Aguf only on the inside, but not on the outside of the Kli. And even so, Midas Halach beritzein kodesh, because the lach neker umigava demonukasi. Liquid moves back and forth, and all the liquids were initially inside the Kli, which does accomplish Kedushas Aguf. While Midas Hayavish beritzein chayil, because Hayavish in a neker, dry ingredients do not move around, and those over the rim were never inside the Kli. The Gemara asks, regarding Midas Halach, v'chi neker mayhaba, gavra l'may detzarach k'machaven. Even though all the liquids were initially in the Kli, those that ended up over the rim should not become Kodesh, because the owner's intentions are for the Kli to be Mekadesh, only the liquids on the inside that are needed, but not the liquids on the outside that are not needed. Rav Dimi Bar Shisna Mishmei D'Rav answers, Zayse Meres, Kli Shar is Mekadesh and Shle Medas. A Kli Shar is accomplished as Kedush as a Guf for an eligible carbon even without the owner's intentions. Ravina, however, answers, perhaps Kli Shar is in Mekadesh and Ela Medas. But in this case, it is Kodesh only with Rabbanan, because Rabbanan initiated that Beritzein Kodesh, even Shaloi Midas, because Gzeru Shemayim Rimitzin Mekli Sharas L'chel. There's a concern that people will mistakenly assume that Midarais for the Beritzein did become Kodesh when they were inside the Kli, but it becomes permitted when removed from the Kli Sharas. However, regarding Midas Hayavish, Rabbanan did not initiate Beritzein Kodesh, because people know that the dry Beritzein were never inside the Kli. The Gemara proceeds with a Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. Tznan Hasam, Meisu Nesachim L'Kayetz HaMizbech. The leftover Minchas Nesachim were sold and the proceeds were used for Kayetz HaMizbech. At times at which there were no karbanos on hand, the Kohanim would bring karbanos from a special fund, Kedesh Lo Yehei Mizbech Batel, so that Mizbech should not remain idle. The Gemara sets a machlekes in the meaning of Meisu Nesachim. Chir Bar Yesu says, Meisu Nesachim refers to Beirutzei Midas. The providers of flour, oil, and other supplies for the Beis HaMikdash are required to give a heaping measurement, and the Kohen removed the excess amount. This excess amount is referred to as the Meis Nesachim. While Rabbi Yechanan says, Meis Nesachim refers to Yukra Vizula, when the suppliers of flour and oil contract with Hektish at an established price for these goods and the price changed, Hektish always has the advantage. For example, Hamakabala Lab Lesapik Salosis Me'arba V'Amda Bisholish, Isapik Ma'arba. When they set the price of flour at 4 soin per sella, and the price increased to 3 soin per sella, the supplier must still deliver 4 soin per sella. And Kibul Mishalish Va'amdu Ma'arba, Misapik Ma'arba. When they set the price at 3 soin per sella, and the price decreased to 4 soin per sella, the supplier must deliver at the new price of 4 soin per sella. Because Yad Hekdash Al Yaina, Hekdash always has the advantage, and this gain of Hekdash is called Maisin Nesachim. Zakh the Mishnah, called Kabana Satsiba Vayachad Tu'in Nesachim. All communal or individual Kabanas that are Bob and Nedib and Adava, that can also be brought voluntarily, such as Oil and Shlamim, requiring Nesachim. However, Kabanas that are Chayvis, obligatory, such as Habachir, Vamaisir, Vapesach, Vachatis, Vashem, these Kabanas do not require Nesachim. With the exception of Chatasei Shal Mitzayir Vashamei Tu'in Nesachim. The Chatas Vashem of Mitzayir, even though they are obligatory, do require Nesachim. And the distinction between Ba, Beneda, Benedava, Toy Nesachim, and She'ina Ba, Beneda, Benedava, Inter Nesachim, is derived from the Pesukim of Nesachim in Parsha Shlach. One Pasuk states, Vastisim Ishala Hashem Oiloi Zavach, Lafali Nedo, Evenedava, Oven Moyadechem, Lasis Rech Nechech Lashem, Menabakar, Eminatzain. The word Oila teaches that a carbon Oila requires Nesachim, and the word Zavach teaches that a carbon Shlom requires Nesachim. And the superfluous word oy zevach teaches that a carbon taida also requires nesachim. Now, the next words, lafali neder oy v'nedava, seem to imply that ba b'nedah v'nedava toy nesachim. She'ina ba b'nedah v'nedava in a toy nesachim. Only oyla v'shlam that are a neder v'nedava require nesachim, but oylas re'iya v'sham echagiga, and certainly the se'iri chatas the mesachim that are chavis do not require nesachim. However, the next words, oyva mayadechim, seem to imply otherwise, that kala b'mayadechim tain nesachim, all karbanos that are brought on yamtiv, such as eilus re'iya, b'sham echagiga, and the se'ir echadus to mesachim, do require nesachim, even though they're chayvis. Therefore, we reconcile them from a later pasuk that states, b'chisasa ben bakar eiloi zavach, lafale neder oishlam la'ashem. Ben bakar b'chlal haya, v'lo mayatza la'hakash elav. The words ben bakar are superfluous, because the previous pasuk already mentioned min habakar. Therefore, ben habakar comes to make the following hekesh, comparison to all karbanos. Ma ben bakar miyuchad ba b'nedev v'nedava, av kol ba b'nedev v'nedava. Just like a ben bakar la'ila that can be brought, b'nedev v'nedava, requires nesachim, so too, all karbanos ayla b'shlam, even though they are chayvis, require nesachim, because this type of carbon, ayla b'shlam, can also be brought b'nedev v'nedava. However, the se'iri chatas, the mesachim, do not require nesachim, because this type of carbon, a chatas, cannot be brought b'nedev v'nedava. The pasuk concludes with Lasis Reich Nechayich Lashem Menabakoi Menatzain, which excludes Oilas Ha'if, that it does not require Nesachim in one of the two ways. Rabbi Yishi explains that the superfluous words Menabakoi Menatzain exclude Oilas Ha'if, even though it can be brought Benedah Benedava. Rabbi Yenison says the word Zevach, which means Shchita, excludes Oilas Ha'if, which has no Shchita but Malika. According to Rabbi Yenison, the words Menabakoi Menatzain come to teach another halacha. Based on the pasuk of Eilas Nadav at the beginning of Parsha Vayikra, which states, Adam ki yakir mikem karban lashem, min abahema, min abakar, min atzayin, takrives karbanchem. Min abakar, min atzayin, with a vav. We might think, yachloi ma'arelai oila, yavi mishneyem. A person who makes a nedu to bring a karban oila is obligated to bring both bakar and zayin. Therefore, we derive from our pasuk, min abakar, ay min hatzayin, with the word ay, that ha'im ma'arelai oila, ratza echad maybe, ratza shnayim maybe. He can bring either Bakr or Tzayin, but is not obligated to bring both Bakr or Tzayin. Or B'yeshu derives this halacha from the later Pesukim in Parashat Vayikra, where the Torah repeats and separates the chapters of Bakr or Tzayin. Im oyle karbonah min habakr, v'im min hatzayin karbonah, which imply that a karbon oyle can come from either Bakr or Tzayin, not both. This discussion continues in the next daf.